My Childhood with Sri Bhagavan by Srimati Rajalakshmi. Srimati Rajalakshmi, the granddaughter of Venu Ma, had the great good fortune of Sri Bhagavan's company from the tender age of 3. In this interview, recorded at Sri Ramanashramam, Rajalakshmi talks about her experiences with Sri Bhagavan, the divine instructions received from him, and her interactions with his devotees. Rajalakshmi's son, A. Vishwanathan, was also present during the interview. Both mother and son passed away in 2018. Please see the article entitled Two Lights That Illumine Our Lives in the January-February 2018 issue of the Maharishi. We are fortunate to have a window into her experiences. Question: at the outset, please tell us about your grandmother, when and how you first met Sri Bhagavan, and incidents related to him. Rajalakshmi: my name is Rajam Rajalakshmi. Sri Bhagavan called me Raji. I saw him when I was 3 years old. I remember sitting and talking with Sri Bhagavan. Question: how and when did you start staying with your grandmother, Venu Ma? Footnote: Venu Mal, who passed away in 1923, was the sister of HMR. Rajalakshmi: my parents lived in Tiruvannamalai. My father's name was Ramaseshaya. People called him Ramudu. He was working in the taluk office here. He lived here for 10 years. My mother was the only daughter of Venu Mal. My mother died when she was 16 years old, 2.5 years after I was born. Both my father and I used to stay with Venu Mal. I was here in Tiruvannamalai until I was 4 to 5 years old. My father used to come every Sunday as he was working in places in and around Tiruvannamalai. Question: then you used to play with Sri Bhagavan? Rajalakshmi: I used to play with Sri Bhagavan in the tank bund, and at that time he taught me two stanzas, Anna Malayai Adiyenai. Here Rajalakshmi recites verse 7 of Arunachala Navamani Malai, then chants verse 5 of the same. Verse 7: Anna Malai, as soon as thou didst claim me, my body and soul were thine. Can I then lack anything? I can think only of thee hereafter, not of merit and demerit. Oh, my life, do as thou wilt with me, then, my beloved, but grant me only ever-increasing love for thy dear feet. Verse 5: Lord, who art consciousness itself, reigning over the famous Sonagiri, forgive all the grievous faults of this poor self, and by thy merciful glance, benign as the rain clouds, save me from being lost once more in the dreary waste, or else I cannot cross the terrible ocean of birth and death. What can match a mother's care for her child? Deal with me then like a loving mother. And Sri Bhagavan used to enjoy shaking his head, singing and teaching me. Sri Bhagavan taught me the letters of the Tamil alphabet in the ashram as well as math. After joining school, I started schooling from 4th standard as Sri Bhagavan had taught me Tamil, math, etc. Sri Bhagavan also taught me Telugu and Sanskrit, writing in the notebook that I have shared with you. Question: did you learn Sanskrit in school? Rajalakshmi: I learned Sanskrit only from Sri Bhagavan. I started by writing Sad Darshanam also in the book, and Sri Bhagavan would correct it. After that, I used to go to Sanskrit classes in the evening and learn from Vaidyanath Iyer and Sundar Ganapatigal, who came to the ashram learning Raghuvamsam, Slokas, etc. Sri Bhagavan wrote and gave me Upadesa Saram first. I used to write Upadesa Saram in Sanskrit and show it to Sri Bhagavan, and I memorized it and recited it fully within a week. He always said that I should write only in the source language and not in others. Sanskrit compositions in Sanskrit, Telugu compositions in Telugu, etc. He used to ask me to write Naina's works that had come to him, like Ramana Daksham. I used to write them in my notebook and give it to him. Sri Bhagavan said that writing anything once was equivalent to reading it 10 times. Every day from 3 p.m., I would do my homework in Sri Bhagavan's presence, chant slokas and write them. When it was 5 p.m., he would ask me to go home as it would be getting late. Jackie would accompany me home. Jackie was a dog who lived in the ashram and was greatly devoted to Sri Bhagavan. Bhagavan in turn showered his grace upon Jackie. A small samadhi was built in the ashram for Jackie, as suggested by Sri Bhagavan. Editorial note. Question: where did he stay in Thiruvannamalai? Rajalakshmi, our home rented was in Thalagiri Street first. This is where I was born, then in Sannidhi Street, first in Narasimha Rao's home, who is related to us. I used to chant Ulladu Narpadu, Upadesa Undiya, etc. Sri Bhagavan would correct me if something was missing. I would chant Upadesa Saram at the end and then go home. On Sundays, I used to bring around 10 friends and play Kummi, Kolatam, etc. in front of Sri Bhagavan. All the children called Sri Bhagavan Tata. Sri Bhagavan used to comment that he had so many granddaughters. See, Chinnaswamy used to say, they are all ashram granddaughters. That Raji is the first granddaughter and the others come after her. Question: your friends were from which school? Rajalakshmi, they were all from the local government girls' school. Others from the Sanskrit school also used to come. We used to chant Mudhakarat Modakam and Kataya Nijaya from Chaturimsad, 40 verses in praise of Sri Bhagavan, etc. Question: can you tell us about your calling Sri Bhagavan as Tata? Rajalakshmi, someone from the ashram scolded me, saying not to call Sri Bhagavan as Tata. Sri Bhagavan intervened and told him, she has been calling me Tata since her childhood. So to her, I am always Tata. You have come recently, but she has been here since she was a small child, calling me as Tata. Question: tell me about how you used to address Chinnaswamy. Rajalakshmi, I called him Chinnamama. He was very affectionate to me. In 1953, when I came with my son, Chinnaswamy, now advanced in years, was lying down near the tank. He inquired about me and about my sons. He asked me to call his attendant a few times, but the attendant was not listening. I went out and saw that the attendant was reading a magazine. After I got his attention, Chinnaswamy scolded him and asked him to find out if any food was available to give to me. I offered to go myself and went to the kitchen. I asked them to give me some of the food cooked for Chinnaswamy, as he had asked me to eat. The kitchen staff hesitated. I requested the kitchen staff to just give me a spoonful, as otherwise I would have had to lie to Chinnaswamy. So they gave a spoonful of sambar to taste. It was too salty. I asked them why it is so salty. I thought it might upset Chinnaswamy. The kitchen staff said that he would not complain as he liked it very salty. I came back and told him I had eaten and that I had enjoyed the food. After a few days, he passed away. The same happened with Attai Chinnaswamy's sister, Alamelu. I went and saw her also, and she too passed away after a short while. Question: can you share about your experience with the Kolattam sticks? Footnote: Kolattam sticks are thin, colorful wooden sticks, stylishly designed, that girls carry in both hands as they dance in a circle and maintain rhythm with the sticks of the dance partners. Rajalakshmi, I didn't have Kolattam sticks of my own as my Venu party couldn't afford them. I told Sri Bhagavan about it. Sri Bhagavan made a nice pair of Kolattam sticks for me. I kept it as a precious gift and never used to share them with others. Sri Bhagavan used to tell me to share them with all as they were meant for all the girls to play with and that I could share and collect them back after playing. I had a nice copy of Upadeshasharam handwritten by Sri Bhagavan like print and I had lasted sharing it with someone. So I told Sri Bhagavan that I did not want to share the Kolattam sticks and lose them like the copy of the Upadeshasharam. He told me, Upadeshasharam is now inside you. So why bother if the printed copy is with you or not? Like that, I did not want to give away my Kolattam sticks. Once I was traveling from Pudupadi to Thiruvannamalai on my own, along with my youngest son who was 3 months old. I didn't know the route. An older couple with a child was going to Kovilur with me in the bus. We were to go to Arni and take a bus from Arni to Polur and from there take the train to Thiruvannamalai. We reached Arni, but there was no bus from Arni, so we slept under the awning of a hotel without food overnight. We took the bus the next morning and reached Polur in order to board the train to Thiruvannamalai. At Polur, I was worried how I could go alone to Thiruvannamalai with a child. As I thus was thinking, I saw Gopal Rao, also called Kadar Gopal Rao, as he had a Kadi Vastralayam, and Rama Rao in the same compartment. They inquired how and where I was coming from and where I was going with such a small child. They helped me carry the luggage and my child, then took us to a restaurant to have a dosa to eat, as I had not eaten dinner. On reaching Thiruvannamalai, they took me to Arunkundram Doraiswamy Iyer's wife's house. Arunkundram Doraiswamy Iyer was taking care of the Nandavanam, the flower garden. His wife had a rented place. They did not take me to my Venupati's house, as Venupati lived in a very small room. I showered, had lunch, and went to the ashram. Since the old hall was crowded, I kept the child behind the hall under the sunshade on the unpaved ground, went inside and did namaskaram to Sri Bhagavan. I came out and was standing there. Seeing me, Kalyanaraman, Jai Mama, came out and started talking to me. Seeing this, Sri Bhagavan also came out. He did not see me at first and later inquired from where I had come. I said that I had come from Karki. He asked me why I had left the child on the unpaved ground. He held his walking stick towards the child. The child firmly held the stick. Sri Bhagavan asked the child why he needed the stick, as only old men like him needed it. As this was happening, all others came out. Sri Bhagavan was standing and telling all the others about me as a child, how he gave me a small child Upadeshasharam, and how I had memorized all the 30 stanzas in a week, and how I chanted them. It was not I, It was Sri Bhagawan who had made me learn them in no time.